were holding that tzaddik aleph and aleph on top, we're going to mill the shiloh that the Al Mishnah holds that the Gira Nash applies both to the Yerush Shel Yamin and the Yerush Shel Shmuel. However, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is not that. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that it only applies to the Yamin. So the shiloh was only applies to one, and he says that that's machras most probably means to the Yamin, the right side. So the shiloh was, is the Poshet Rabbi Yehuda that it's the right side of the Yisrael Gira Nash and not the left side? Or was the Mestavkli only had a suffix really, which one is really the Yisrael? It's only one out of the two, but he really has a suffix. That was the last Shiloh. The Mestavkli says now on top of Tzadik Aleph that Ravashi and Ravashi says like this, Lenitzuchar L'shamnoi, that it's talking about the fat of the Gira Nash. Well, the question was, the last halach, last brace it was, that it's Shayach Tabadin Meisor on the Gid, that he's supposed to burn it. The question is why? If the Gid is Mutif, if you do know clearly which one is mutar, you might eat it. And which one is also, you just throw it away. There's no mitzvah to burn it. It's not nicer altogether. So why does it say you have to burn it? The mashmah is a to Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow says, no, Ravashi is another terror. That's what it says before, that the nicer, the leftover part of the Gid Nash you should burn, is not the, not the pshat of Yehuda as a suffix. It could be real Rabbi Yehuda knows for sure that the right side has the Yisrael Gid Nash and not the left side. That's what it says he is supposed to burn it, or the nicer on it, El L'shamnoi. That's the fact of the Gira Nosha, which Midiraisa is Mutus on Yosemit Rabbanan. So therefore, since Midiraisa is edible, you're supposed to eat it, and if you leave it over, there's a mitzvah nicer to burn it. The Tanya will go like this. Sham noi muta, really the fact on the Gira Nosha, really is Mutatit. It's not Midiraisa also. But the Yisrael Kedoshim Nogu Bayisa. But Yisrael, since the Kedoshim, they're noi bisa, they're machmi. Rashi says, Oysim Siag Latur, they made a gate, a fence around the Torah, so there are no Yisr on this fat. So therefore, since Midi writes, it's a barachil, it's chalad the Yisr on it. But the mice you can't eat from it on a korbim, because Midi Rabban, it's awesome. So therefore, you're supposed to burn it. Ravina, Ravina says like this, Ravina Amar, Lenitzucho, what's the chiddush before that there's a Yisr of Gira Nosh you're supposed to burn? And then look at Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yom Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shinei Gidin Hain, that really there are two types of veins there by the Gid Hanosha. There's the Panimi Samach Liyetzim, which is also the Chayav Malov. That's also Midi Raisa, and it gets mountains of eat from it. That's the Yur Gid Hanosha, the inside vein that's attached to the bone like. Ma'ashen Kein Chitzon, the outside vein, which is Samach Labosa, which is near towards the meat of the animal there. So it's only also Midi Rabbanon, and Vien Chayav Malov. You're not Chayav Malkus if you eat it. So therefore, that it says in the Loch of Nisi, he's supposed to burn it, means it's outside vein. That Midi Raisa, it's really Mutta Bachila. So Midi Raisa, it's the Mitzvah Tidit, and it's a Korban, there'll be a Chaladin Nisi if you leave it over. But since with Rabban, you can't eat it, so therefore there's no way but leave it over and you have to burn it. So that's what the Raisa says, you're supposed to burn this part of the Gid, meaning the outside Gid. But still, we have no proof really what's wrong with Yudah. Is the Mifshah Pshit, is he for sure? Or he also has a suffix. So more says Tashma coming here. It says Ocho Mizek Zayin So Mizek Zayis Suffix Shmoinim. So Rashi says, since it says Mizek Zayis So Mizek Zayis, Rashi says Mishel Yemin or Mishel Smol. Midinokat Ocho Mizek Zayis So Mizek Zayis or Nokat Ocho Beizayis So Mishneim Shvamin Eshte Achilus. Or Eshte Asura said there were two different Achilus, and they warned them two times. It says the kids Ocho Mizeh, Pasha means Yait, one Kizayis from the right thigh, or Kizayis Mizeh, and a second Kizayis from the left thigh of the same behemoth. And they gave it separately, and they gave it two separate Asuras. So therefore, it's good if an Akamah says, so if it's Shemani, and you get two times Malkus, or two separate Averis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino Seifik Yam Raboy, no, you only get one time, you only get Malkus once. Now the question is, even once, why do you receive? If it's good that Yehuda knows for sure that the right side, that's the Issa, is so sharp, it's good where he gets Malkus. I'll call upon him once, it's called Asura Suffolk. Before you ate the right Gid Hanosha, they warn you, it's called Asura Suffolk. But early, I'm not even going to tell me though, Sruki Misafkale, that according to Yehuda has a Suffolk, really, which one is the real Gid Hanosha? Is so heavenly Asura Suffolk. Who remains Asura Suffolk? Because the Shas eat the right one, we're not sure that's the Issa. Maybe it's the left one. The Shas eat the left one. Maybe that's not the Issa. His service, Shaminu of Yehuda, we hear that if Yehuda Shita is, the Yom that he holds, Asura, Sopag, Leshame, Asura, has something to do with the Sofet Kasroa. You don't get Malkus for that. So also, what do you get? Arboyim, each Maitzah should only be a Hasroa Sofet. Before you ate each one, it was only a Sofet, whether that's a real good Hasroa. So why should you receive Malkus altogether? So here is a proof to say, according to Yudah, if Nifshaf Shitli knows for sure that you get Malkus, that the right one is the right thigh, that has yet to get Anosha. The Tanakh goes down like this. Hika as there, because of Hika as there. Let's say your son, Rashi says, Sofik ben Tesla is there, Sofik ben Zayn is there. There's a boy, and we don't know who his father is. We don't know if, he was a nine-month-old baby, and the first husband was his father, or whether he was born from the second husband, only a seventh-month-old baby. So the kid said, his wife, first she had one husband, he died, and then she remarried 2 months later. And she became pregnant, then she had a baby 7 months after the second chasna. So we don't know if it's from the second husband or is it from the first husband. So let's say the son now hits one and then hits the other one. Or else Kilulazeh curses the first one, and then because of Kilulazeh, he curses the second father. So it depends. He crushed them, Basachas, if he hits them both at the same time, and they warn them both, Aisha Kilulazeh, Shtem, Basachas, else he curses both of them at the same time with one Asroah, then Chayiv. Then Shita, you get Malkus, you chay for that. It's called Asuras Vadai, Chay Misa. Rabbi Yudah says it depends. The Vasachas chay, true. The Zeachazeh Potter. But the Zeachazeh, you take a Potter. Why? Because since it's done the Zeachazeh, it's Asuras Sofik. So you see, according to Rabbi Yudah, Asuras Sofik is Leishme Asuras, you're not chay. So you also then, why do you get Malkus feeding us Gid Anosha? It should be a Sofik since she ate both of them. And we don't know which one is the Issa. Smur says no. It still could be maybe viewed out of Suffolk. But I tell you, high time of time as Bryce holds, high time of Sobolo Kiduch turned to Rabbi Yudah. This Bryce holds like the other Bryce holds according to Rabbi Yudah Shita. The Yom that they say, even according to Rabbi Yudah, Hasra Suffolk is Yer Ishmael Hasra. To give you a doubtful warning, but still out of the both warnings, for sure one is also, that's called Hasra. The time you learn like this, the Pasuk says, Lo yisasiru imenu ad boker. You're not allowed to leave over kachim until the next morning. It's allowed. And then it says what? If you do leave it over, to burn it. So the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Bu'a kosov litein essay acha lo yisasay. There's a Pasuk that gives a mitzvah's essay to burn it after the lo yisasay, and therefore Lema comes to teach us, Shein leken olav, you did not get Malkus for this. That is considered a lav hanitik liyasay. That's why you did not receive Malkus by this lav of Noisa. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Even though every Noisa is always a Hasura Suffolk, because you can't warn him the last second, like eat it now or else you get Malkus for not eating it, because the person always thinks, listen, I still have a few more minutes to go. So you can never tell the exact borderline, the exact time when the Yisr is. And still Rabbi Yehuda holds here, the only reason why you did not receive Malkus is only because it's a lav hanitik liyasay. But if not for this svara, you would receive Malkus, even though it's Asura Sofik. You see, Rabbi Yudol, Asura Sofik is Shmei Asura. Rabbi Yaakov says, Loi min Hashem huzeh. This is not the real reason. Loi min Hashem huzeh. This is not the reason why you do not receive Malkus by Naisa. But rather the reason is, Mishum, the heavy lav shame by Naisa. Because it's a lav shame by Naisa. And the klal is, the chol lav shame by Naisa, like in Allah. That's the reason why you do not receive Malkus. Because Naisa, you didn't do an action, it's an absence of not doing anything. So if we don't receive Malkus for Naisa. But our koponim, it could be again, our Rabbi Yudah here holds Hasra Sofik, Yishimei Hasra, and that's where he gets Malkus once, when he ate these two kizaisim of the yera of the Gid from the right and the Gid from the left side, even though really maybe it's only a Sofik Rabbi Yudah, but still you get Malkus because he holds Hasra Sofik, Yishimei Hasra. So you don't have a proof. Verse says Toshma coming up with another proof. It says, Or Chal Beis Gidim Mi Beis Yireches. The person ate two different Gid Anoshes from two different thighs. Mi Beis Behemoth from two different animals. So it says, what's the locha? That Soifik Pei, you get two times Malkus, that's on the Kamashita. They're both in a separate lav, therefore you get two times Malkus. Reb Yehudu Reime Eime Soifik Yala Boy, who doesn't know? You only get one time Malkus, that's all, and the Sefik gets the El Raboyim. Now, me to come, since the Bryce says the case was, me Beis Yireches, that it came from two different eyes, and also me Beis Behemoth, if so, Pshita the Tavayim Yisurah, that both of these giranoshes were isurei. That's why it says mishtei behemus. Doesn't say it's from one animal. Mashma, no, from two different animals. Mashma, they're both the yamin, and therefore like a badi issa. And so that's why according to Tanakhama you get a two times malchus, and the chiddush says according to you only get one time. And the Mor says, well, Rabbi Yehuda itzchlei, we need this chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, the afgad the tabayu the isura, even though both of these gids are vada isur, still you only get one malchus. We'll soon see why. That's the chiddush here. But our korban of the Mor says, Shemina, here it's a proof that nifshat shita leshemina. Here it's a good proof that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's poshet him. He knows for sure that the lachem is that the right thigh that has the isur gid hanasha and not the left thigh. So it's poshet him, and therefore you get malchus feeding the right thigh. And here there were two different thighs, both of the right side, two different animals. So the question is then, the Morris question, we chitle, it's for sure to him. So am I perfect member to lay? Look at pay? How come you only get 41 times Malkus? You get twice? Since you did the Avera twice, there are two separate Gira Moshes here. So Morris says, but Hocha b'may askin, no, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'may askin on, when the last day Kizayis, that there was no Kizayis in each one, of the giranoshes, but both together you ate a kezayis worth. That's the machlekes. So yes, the more says over my skin and less by kezayis. The time is only like this. Ochlu yeto giranosha, but the end by kezayis there's no kezayis worth of it. So chayiv, but Tanakam holds to yichayiv. It's called the barrier, and still yichayiv. If you do and if you don't, achiyah by kezayis. You're not chayiv until there's a kezayis in the giranosha. So here the case was, there was no kezayis in one, but together there was a kezayis. Therefore, eating both of them, you receive one malchus. Now the Gemara says, "But time am I? What's the reason of you? How come he knows to pick that if it only applies to one side, it applies to the right side?" Omer Rava, Omer Kol Apostik says, "Hayerach means Hamunish Shebi Yerach, like the right side, the equal one. That's called Hayerach." Now Rabbanan, what do they do? This Rabbanan say, "No, it applies to both sides. What's the lashon of Hayerach?" The Gemara says, "Who the parshat Yisurah b'kulei yerach?" Means to say, which vein, which one of the giranosha, the inside one that goes along the whole yerach, lafuke chitzan d'loy, excluding the outside vein, that does not go along the whole yerach, the whole bone. On that, there's no wisdom in the rice of giranosha. So that's one way to learn Shab b'machlekes Reb Yudin Rabbanan. Reb Yishur ben Levi Yomar Omer Kol Apostik says be'yof ke'imoy, when he was like hugging him. That means kodom shechodik es chaveroi, when a person hugs his friend, the yodim magas lekav yimin es chaveroi, your right hand goes all the way around him, and it comes and ends up on his right thigh. That's the way the malach hit Yaakov on the right thigh. We have Shmuel ben Achmeni yomar chodik echav nidmoloi. No, the malach appeared to Yaakov inu like a guy, and therefore the yomar ma we learned that Yisrael shenit v'lehevik echav maderech, if a Jew meets up with a guy on the road, he's tefil yiminoi. He's supposed to make sure the guy is on your right side. So just in case he'll come to pull out his gun and start to hit you, you'll be able to fight him back, protect yourself. So therefore, the Malach was on the right side of Yaakov. Therefore, when the Malach hit Yaakov, he hit him on the right side. We have Shmuel bar Acha Kaimei, the Rav Papa Mishmei the Rav bar Ulo Amei, says like this: that no kital mechacham nidmeloi. The Malach appeared to Yaakov being like a Talmud Chacham. And that's another reason why he put him on his right side. The other Malachos we learned, HaMahalach LiYamin Rabbi, if somebody walks on the right side of his Rebbe, is therefore your Rebbe is on your left side. HaRezeh Bur, like an empty-headed, it's not the way he's supposed to do, he's supposed to show covered. Rashi says, Ein Boy Chacham HaSederach Eretz. Therefore, since that Yaakov Avinu thought he was a Talmud Chacham, he put him on his right side. Therefore, when he hit him on his right side. Now, for Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do about this? May Achuri also. Rabbanan don't know that the Malach came from Yaakov's back. So, Nashir Betavai, and he hit him on both sides with both ends. He hit him on both sides, on both thighs, he hit. Therefore, there are two is, both of them have the Issa Giranosha. Now, the Mosakashi was so, Rabbanan, Hai Beyovki, my Madashibe, what did he do with the prospect he hugged him? What does that have to do with hugging over here? Tamar says, Mi boy mi hiniz es Russia, like the idach to be sure believe the other Russia be sure believe. The other be sure believe, Malam the comes to teach us, Shelo ovet mu agla sayem, that the dust of the feet came all the way up, at kisa covered, until the kisa covered, the dust came all the way up. Sivaka says over here, Bayotki, remember when they were hugging one another, Sivasim, it's another Pasik, and then I said another Pasik, the Anan of it, Raglov, like the clouds of the dust, marsh from the dust went all the way up at Kisiakovit. The Yom of Yeshua the Levi, Lo Manikrishma Gid Hanosha, why is it called Gid in the Sciatic Nerve? Why is it called Gid Hanosha? It means Shanoshim and Kaima. It moved out of its place, it jumped out of its place. Beyond it jumped upwards. The Chaynam Efer Apostle says, Nasha Sagibirosam Harila Nashim, that the Giborim, they jumped up and they became weak, like Nashim. Vashish Chaloshim Kinoshim. Nashim Gidanoshim means like the vein, the sciatic nerve, jumped upwards. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Maidis, the words the Apostle say, Dovo Shilach be Yaakov, he sent word to Yaakov, and not to be Israel. Dovah shilu b'yakim is the Giranosha, the Yisra Giranosha. The Nofa b'Yisroel means she poshat Yisroel b'chol Yisroel. That the Yisra of Giranosha was the spash of the gun chol kwa Yisroel. They were makabal it. The Yomar Ad Yisri b'Bechanina, my Dixivu, the Prophet say, the Tavuach, the Tofef Vorachain, Rabbi Yosef and his brothers. He made a shchita and prepared the meat to eat, means Poulam Beis HaShchita. He cut open the Beis HaShchita, Vochen, and then he prepared the meat. How did he do that? Means told Gid Hanoshe b'fneihem. He pulled out the Gid Hanoshe from them. Even by the Acha Yosef at that time, they were already nizer in the east of Gid Hanoshe. And if so, command them and hold this shita that Gid Hanoshe neslo b'nei noyach. It's also even for b'nei noyach. Therefore, the Acha Yosef also were nizer in the east of Gid Hanoshe, and therefore the tefuach tefuach vochen means he prepared it that Yosef had the Gid Hanoshe taken out. And the Tavor Tachu means he made a shechita. Then the pasuk says, "By Yivosa Yaakov Mubada," that Yaakov left over by himself. Somer Ablozo, she nishtayim v'pachim v'tanim, left over because he didn't take yet small kelim, small pachim v'tanim, small jars. And mikat miu lanat the tzadikim she chov v'aleim amonim yesim megufam. But the tzadik, their money is more important to them than the guf. Like here, Yaakov was most nefesh tried to receive to save. These pachim ketanim. The question is, b'chol kach lom ha'kom, if he shein poshtim yodeim begezer, because when a tzaddik gets money, it's real eiska hav, and it's good money, it's money that's eiska paskin through hilchos shulchan aruch, hilchos choshen mishpat. And a tzaddik gets such money. But since they went through hilchos choshen mishpat to get that money, therefore it's very dear to them. That means shein poshtim yodeim begezer, don't steal, they make sure it's only a pialocha. Then the pasuk says, v'yovek imoi ish imoi, Adolos HaShachar, the Malach fought with Yaakov, fought with him, until in the morning star. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mikamata, Mechochem, Shloyet Yechidi B'layla. Here we learn out that Yaakov, like Yaakov, he knew he shouldn't have been by himself. He went out at night time by himself, and therefore the Sakana came. Rashi said, Yaakov, Nisha Yechidi B'Huzak. This damage came to him. The Masha, the Malach, this thought and first came to Yaakov, as he was the Sahat Torah, so therefore, Tamachochem has to be careful, that we know that, Yitzhara goes to fight the Tamachochem, so if he has to be careful not to go out by himself at night, he shouldn't be huzak from the Satan. Now, Rabbi Abba Bakan Amrach, he says this Pasuk, Mihocha. Pasuk says, Hinei hu zareya sagurin hashorim. He was like,